who here has ever made a vow, a commitment to God in the past that you have not fulfilled? You have made a vow and a commitment to God which you have not fulfilled. You committed yourself to do something or give something to God or go somewhere for God. And when you look at your life, you have not fulfilled it. Please kindly just stand up. Because yesterday God spoke to me and I almost cried. You told God I will give you this, but you said you have not fulfilled it. Or who received a ministry from God or from man and you are not pursuing it? You have just let it go as if nothing ever happened. Stand up and join them.
Now we believe that.
You receive a task,
a
portion of a job, a portion of work for God. Great men are men of commitment. Great men are men of commitment. Great men are men who have laid hold on a passion to do something for God. But Peter, just turn and look at
it.
This one is blocking us. When God spoke to me yesterday, I almost cried. Because God said to me, why should I commit myself to my people when they have not, when they will speak open their mouth and make commitment to me and make as if they never spoke? God has withdrawn his commitment to many people.
Please sit down.
Because many people have taken God lightly. When they cry, God no longer is here. I took a troubling issue to God. About some brethren. I started sharing it yesterday with those who are here to pray. Because I was very troubled.
Way.
And God opened my eyes. Why will God be committed to a man who makes a commitment to him and does not fulfill it? So, I had a weight on my heart. And I felt God telling me, speak,
your gera,
to deliver my people. If they obey. Open your Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter
5.
We shall look at the scripture. Mr. Ochola, start our read verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4 for us. Please, Brian, immediately after this,
take
this message and send it to all the brethren.
Brian,
the reason is, many of the brethren
are moving without the miracle or the divine intervention of God.
Many
of the brethren, they're not divine intervention in their life. There's nothing that says they are different from
them.
And their colleagues at work. Their business colleagues. There's nothing that has sent them ahead. So that their friend begin to ask, why are you different? Why are you making more progress than me? There's no divine factor in the life of a number of brethren. And it's troubling. It's troubling. When the God factor is lacking, something is missing in a man's life. Sister, read for us.
So maybe.
When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. Listen, brethren.
What is Uganda?
It is not if you make a vow to God, do not fail to fulfill it. That's not what it says. It is not if you make a vow to God, do not fail to fulfill it. He said, do not delay to fulfill it. He said, God has no pleasure in fool. And I'm going to show you what the definition of that fool is. He who delays to fulfill his commitment to God is called a fool. God has no pleasure in fools. Let's stop being pagans. In Psalm 14, verse 1, the Bible is so fine to a fool. You are not a fool because of your low mental capacity. You are a fool because of what is happening in your heart. In verse 1, it says, the fool says in his heart there is no God. That's what a fool is. You are not a fool because you don't understand A, B, C, D. You are a fool because you don't believe God exists. And the man who believes God does not exist makes commitment and does not fulfill it. Why will God stand with you when you don't believe He exists? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For the man who comes to God must believe He exists. Not only exists, but is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. That's what Hebrews 11 6 says. That without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to God must believe that God exists. And that God rewards those who diligently seek Him. God is a rewarder. If you believe God exists, and believe that God rewards those who diligently seek Him, you become a diligent seeker of God.
When you
fail to keep their commitment to God, and men who do not believe that God And without God, they cannot move ahead.
Numbers
chapter 30.
Brother,
open to Numbers chapter 30.
Sam, we brought the Okubara Sura Yasatu.
Verse 1 to 7. Your reaction to this message this morning will be your freedom, will be your deliverance, will be your blessings.
Verse 1
to
7.
Numbers chapter 30, from verse 1 to 7.
There's somebody who put on the light, please. I'm putting on the light.
Reads, Moses said to the heads of the tribes of Israel, "This is what the Lord commands. When a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word, but must do everything he said."
Okay, that verse one. Don't say that. What does the Bible say? That when you make a vow to God, what must happen?
Well,
you don't have a Bible. Huh? Right, you miss what we are sharing. Because we are giving up many scriptures because we want you to get that we are talking the word of God. When a man makes a vow to the Lord, or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word. He must do everything he said. He must not break his word. He must do everything. Get the word, he must not break his words.
When a young woman still living in her father's house makes a vow to the Lord or obligates herself by pledge, and her father hears about her vow or pledge, but says nothing to her, then all her vows and every pledge by which she obligated herself will stand. But if her father forbids her when he hears about it, none of her vows or the pledges by which she obligated herself will stand.
The only vow when a young girl living in her father's house makes a vow, the only person who can break that vow is her father. On the day she hears about it, so if doctors, those in my house, if they commit themselves to anything and I hear about it, I have the authority to say no, and that power is broken. But if I hear it and I say nothing about it, it is binding on her. If doctors commit herself, and I will never get married, God, I commit myself that I will remain a single life forever, and I hear about it, and I remain quiet. If she get married, she will be barren. She will be barren. But if I hear about it, that vow is broken. If she stands up and commit herself to go as a missionary, let me ask you, who here has ever committed yourself to go as a missionary? Stand up. Everybody here has ever committed yourself to go as a missionary. Stand up. You committed yourself at one point or the other. Where were
you?
Because you are living by order. Are you planning to go as a
missionary?
Because for some people, they committed themselves, then they are living as if they made no commitment. They are not laboring to fulfill their commitment. And as a result of that, many things about their life are not working. You cannot commit yourself to
a
pledge yourself to go somewhere for God. And you start planning your life. Planning your business. Planning your profession. That's the reason why things will not work.
Yes, so the right thing to begin again a mass.
People think that to stand up for God.
But also to open your bracket on
that. He says, sure.
To where I go,
you are bound by your commitment until
now. And she got up, I saw you in your choker. She was severe. But you saw where I'm going.
Take it lightly.
To ensure I'm not your
servant. Start looking for how to fit your stomach.
What happened in your age? You're not aware of what you're doing.
There are many things. Things are not working in the life of some people because they are not laboring to fulfill their commitments.
If you try to be tamed, I'm going to move. Because now we're going away and we're going to just not to feel too
busy. What are you doing to ensure that your missionary commitment come to pass? Well, I've spoken to you. Sit down. Continue, sir.
The Lord will release her because her father has forbidden her.
Listen, Brendan. Many people don't even know the authority of parents over their lives. The Lord will release her because her father has forbidden her.
Your father says no. Because your father will God releases you. God
releases you.
Your father
releases you.
Your father
remains quiet. God does not release you.
Continue.
If she marries after she makes a vow, or after her lips utter a rash promise by which she obligates herself, and her husband hears about it but says nothing to her, then her vows or the pledges by which she obligated herself will stand.
If she marries, makes a vow, makes a rash promise, then the husband hears about it and says nothing, the promise is binding on you.
Single more abamu fumbo. Now we go one for now. Bow and actually agamba nedda.
You get married to come under the authority of a person who can break your vow or who can let your vow come to pass.
Omuchalo fumbiwa kujawa swa mundu. I know souls of menya.
So an authority can break your vow, but you cannot break your vow. After this,
what you mind is that one?
What I wanted you to do?
Chichangara,
before you leave this hall, is you take a piece of paper.
What are popular?
Doctors have to come.
Doctors,
get a piece of paper.
Funa popular.
You will write down before you leave this hall.
Okay,
all your commitments you have made. That you have not fulfilled. You are not going to give anybody.
Talking about what
you did. You did not make the commitment to me.
You will write it. and confront them.
Obtrude.
Commitment. In your giving to God. Commitment. In your service for God. Commitment. In standing with a person. All those commitments you've made are binding on you. When you write them, you will do two things. Number one, you repent, not for the failure of fulfilling them, for the delay. And remember, you cannot come out of them.
Then you can serve them.
And then you will sort out with God.
Can't you get that?
God understands.
Can't you understand?
For a man
Omuntu,
who said, Lord, I will give you 10 million
shillings.
And he has been laboring to do it. But he does not have the means. But God does not understand. For a man who said,
Agamba,
I will give you 10 million
shillings.
And from that day,
10
million shillings have passed through his hands. Then he put his business, he put his family, he put other things. You should ask yourself, is it better to fulfill your commitment to God or your children should go to school? You will sort things with God. If God will bless a man and keep his promise towards a man, the man should be a person of integrity. Who is a person of integrity? Open to Psalms 15. And read aloud from behind. Ruto, I saw you there. Start up and read. Let's go to Psalm 15. Read the whole psalm to us. It's a short psalm.
Oh, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy place?
Okay, just talk a bit. It is asking the qualification of those who may abide in God's tabernacle, who may dwell in God's holy hills. You are going to get the qualification now. Those who may abide in God's tabernacle and who may dwell in the presence of God. Continue.
He who walks uprightly.
He who walks uprightly. Continue.
And walks righteousness.
Walk in righteousness.
And speaks the truth in his heart.
And speaks the truth not with his mouth, but in his heart. He who does not backbite.
Nor does evil to his neighbor.
He does not do evil to his neighbor.
Nor does he take up a reproach against his friend.
He does not take a reproach against his friend.
In whose eyes a vile person is despised.
If you are those who are honoring vile people, you cannot dwell in the presence of God.
But he honors those who fear the Lord.
There are those who don't honor those who fear God. Just because the person has a big car all over, you honor them. But it's someone who gives himself to fear God. You don't honor such a person because you are a beggar.
He who swears to his own heart and does not change.
Get that one. Read it again.
He who swears to his own heart and does not change.
He swears to his own heart and he does not change it. He makes a commitment, and when even the commitment means that he will die because of the commitment, he does not change it.
He does not put out his money and give it.
He does not give out his money to get interest.
Nor does he take a bribe against the innocent.
He will not take a bribe against the innocent.
He who does these things shall never be moved.
He who does these things will never be moved. Part of it says,
He met his swear to his own heart.
Excuse me, Mr. Manti. Yesterday
we looked at the story of Jephthah.
Jephthah
made a commitment to God.
He said, I'm going
out. In Judges chapter 11. He said, I'm way out to battle God. From the start, he says, if you give me victory in this battle, when I come back, oh God, whatever comes out of my house,
so naturally, that's
all I'm back into you after the battle. And when I fought,
you
got victory.
And
when he came back,
we are come home.
The one was coming out of his house, the daughter. He cried. He said, "My daughter,
you are probably
pain. You are probably pain." And I made a vow to God that I cannot change.
Now, America turned down. It's not
the daughter said, "Do what you promised." What you promised God, do it.
To assume is that you call it.
He said, only give me the opportunity to roam the hill for 1 month.
Would
my friend, sir, and cry for the man I will never get married.
And so you wake up
and
come and say,
do to me as you have promised.
And so you wake up and come and say, do to me as you have promised.
Even as we are speaking now,
there
are demons in this congregation.
My name is Zim.
That are moving people to think that what we are sharing is not true. So that you will remain in bondage. The promises of God will be kept towards the person who keeps his promise to God. Malachi chapter 1 verse 14. A sister who can
read
loud.
So I saw that we did not come in a year. Malachi, so I saw that we did not come in a year.
Or anybody stand up and read it aloud. There's somebody over there. Yeah, read.
Malachi chapter 1 verse 14. Cast with the chief, who has an acceptable meal in his flock and house in it. But then sacrifice a blemished animal to the Lord, for I am great king, says the Lord, and my name is Bithiah among nations.
Cast is the chief who has an acceptable meal in his flock and vowed to give it, but then sacrifice a blemished animal to the Lord.
It's not
talking about the person who did not do it.
Tell him what I call
yet. He told God to give him the, that God will give you the best.
Only a girl will come a singer,
but he's not giving God the best.
Not a money singer because I'm one Sadaki problem.
He's not giving God the best.
Tell him, come a children singer,
he's not giving God the best.
Tell him, one come a singer,
commit himself, Lord, I will give you the best.
Omnaga will come a jump with singer.
Why don't you ask yourself,
right away, Musa,
are you giving God the best?
Where was the only one who came and sing?
I want some people to pray. That the enemy will not block people from getting this.
Stand your gun, Kuziza, man, take it in the church, to grab
commitment made to God.
Away and the work will
not be fulfilled.
We know to his
work. Because your future depends on the
Lord.
Commitment made to God.
Away
will be fulfilled.
We know to his work.
Because
Kubanga,
God made commitment to you.
Kubanga Katunda, Yawa Joli,
which he cannot break.
Quite a sub-menu.
The Bible says,
Bible Gamba,
God is not a man
Katonda si muntu
that he should lie.
Nti alimba.
He's not a son of man.
Si mwana wa muntu.
Jen. He's not a son of man to repent. Had he sent him and we did not do it.
Did you not chaga me?
We move ahead because God sent him and because God will do it.
Do you know who will gain a mass of
power? We risk our life on the fact that God sent him and God will do it.
We
are moving ahead because God has said it, God has said it, God has said it. God has said it. And we know that God will do it. God said it. And he's committed to what he
said.
God is coming to along with us. And if somebody asks you, how do you know God is coming along with us? You said God said it. How do you know this mission will be accomplished? God gave it and God committed to it.
But there are enemies.
There are called the enemy of your progress. The enemy of your progress. If you keep your promise to God, how does it change God? How does it change God? God is not a taskmaster. God is not looking for people to give work to. God is a paymaster. He
lacks
nothing. He gives us opportunity and reason why he should bless us. Why would he bless me? Because I've been faithful to him. I've diligently seek him. I've kept my promise to him. God is not like
Pharaoh.
In the world, people look for people to use.
Abantu banonyamani ba kukozesa mali bakasweri.
In God,
a worker told them,
God looks for people to pay, to bless.
Katonda nonyamani ba kuwamukisa.
When you come to him,
katikujajali,
he blesses you.
Akuwamukisa,
he blesses you.
Akuwamukisa,
but he give you a reason.
Why
should he bless you?
Watch me and God wamukisa.
Lord, I've been faithful to you. I have been faithful to you. I have kept my little promise to you. Therefore, I expect you to do what you said. But there are enemies that makes believers. Instead of pursuing God to be paid by God, they pursue tough masters to be paid by tough masters to strengthen them. To continue to work for them.
Lord, we rebuke the enemy. All demons that are hovering here, speaking lies in our ears, telling us to take this light. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke you, Satan. Oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, we rebuke all works of the evil one. All veils that the enemy had put on our eyes to take this lightly, to see this lightly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break those veils. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that our eyes will see the gravity, the seriousness, oh God, by which the Lord takes us when we make commitments. For in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you're moving, oh God, to deliver us today. Oh, we pray, oh God, we'll cooperate with you in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh God, for the unfulfilled promises, for the unfulfilled vows, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that our hearts will be attentive in the name of Jesus Christ. And oh God, that as the message comes forth, Father, we pray, King of Kings, that we will lay hold of it to cry unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And oh God, to ensure that our lives today are unblocked. But in the name of Jesus Christ, it's the hour of our deliverance. It's the hour of our deliverance. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I hold of this, O God. And I pray that each of us will hold of it, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for opening my eyes to see that you have been the full of God. Father, I committed to you, O God. And Father, I pray, O God, Lord, that you have mercy upon me, O God. Father, for being so foolish, O God. I'm not committing myself to do what I committed to you, O God. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for your mercy, O God. Lord, have mercy upon me, O God. But I pray for your mercy, O God. And I pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, God, I pray, O God. Lord, for your Holy Spirit, remind me of all the promises that I've made before you, O God. And Lord, I have made the commitment, O God, Father, to do that that I promised to you. And Father, I pray for all of us, O God.
Everybody, keep the Lord, break, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, ricochete vos ramas, rebochete vos ramas, rabashite vos ricochete vos ramas, oh 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 ricochete vos ramas, rebochete vos ramas. Rabba shanda baraba mama, reboshite borekeshite mama, o rekeshite mama, rakashite borama, o rabba mama mama, o rekeshite borama mama, o rekeshite borama mama, rakashite bori mama, reboshata bori mama, rakashite bori mama, ricochete borakashite mama, o rabba mama mama, ribo Rabashete borakashite borababa, ricochete borakashite borababa, ore poshite boribo, rakashata mama, rekeshete bo, rakashata mama, oriposhite borababa mama, riposhite borababa mama, rikeshete borata barindebo, rakashite borababa mama, riposhete borababa mama, in the name of Jesus Christ, Rakashana, Oh,
If your words do not bind you, then your prayer cannot bind God. If you go into the area, necessary to some area, we're going to extend this meeting by just 20 minutes. Please be patient. Let me give you the whole message. If your words do not move, bind you, then your prayer will not bind God. A man who does not keep his promise does not expect God to keep his commitment. That was a negative aspect. What is the way forward?
To get out of mass.
We will have a breakthrough in our lives.
Whatever
let everything you do have the name of God attached to it. In other words, be a partner with God. God does not do anything for you because of you. God does it because of his name. God does it for his name's sake. Let your
business
have God's name attached to it. God's interest attached to it. Let your profession have God's name attached to it. Have God's interest attached to it. God blesses because of his name. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 11. The secret of blessing. Keep your promises to God. A man who makes promises and does not keep them is a sinner. A man who does not make promises is a mean man. He can never rise to any height.
Because
your promises that drive you forward. The man is driven by the promises he has made. The commitments he has made. A man of great commitment who pursues them will go very far. A man of no commitment goes nowhere. We are also saying, if you will succeed and rise to height, let it be for his sake. For his sake. For his sake. For his sake.
I will rush
very fast on that second part. Isaiah 48, verse 11.
Isaiah, I know you know.
Isaiah 48:11. For my own sake, I do this. How can I let myself be defamed? I will not yield my glory to another.
The Lord said, for my sake, for my own sake, for my own sake, I will do it. God does not give you success for your sake. God does not bless you for your sake. He does it because his name is attached to what you are doing. His interest is attached to what you are doing.
And now,
For my own sake, from the moment God's name is on a thing, God will do it not because of you. Because you are suffering, do it because you are suffering. People will say that it is because you are not able. And God did it in order that people will not say he is not able.
Musa agamba mukama nti mukasi nga tokikoze abanamuwa wajagamba nti tosobola tolina musobozi. So kikola olw'erinnya lyo.
You read whatever verse I give first. First Samuel chapter 12 verse 22.
Just Samuel ekisooka. Chapter 22.
Chapter 12, verse
22. Yeah, chapter. You know, you
for the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own.
For whose sake?
For the sake of his great name.
For the sake of his great name, he will not reject his people.
Chapter 12,
but he was pleased to make you his own. Not for yourself. His great name. 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 What bears his great name will succeed. God does not do it because of your suffering. God does it because of his great name. Whatever bears his name, anyone who enters into partnership with God. In your studies, Lord, for your sake, I am studying. And this success will be used for your interest. God will watch over it. So you
succeed.
If your success will be for your great name, God has nothing to do with it. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 22. I'm giving you so that you get scriptures.
Therefore said to the house of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, and I'm going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name.
It is not for your sake. It is not for your sake that God does it. It is for the sake of his holy name. Get him ready
to move.
Ezekiel 36:22 says, say to the house of Israel, say to the people, it is not for your sake I am doing it. It is for the sake of my holy name.
What we are bringing here in this cat on the to move. Chevangel of Pratino.
It is for my sake. God does it for his sake. God does it for his sake. So that his name will not be defamed. If you are doing anything, settle it. Whether God can defend it for his name's sake.
kiweri mukama kamukama atifunemu obwetwaze mukyo akyekumirenga kubanga kike.
I've seen many brethren start businesses.
Ndabe abaganda bangi batandika ama business.
I've seen many brethren start businesses.
Ndabe abaganda bangi batandika business.
The only painful thing is that the business are not going anywhere.
Business gara we zikwa mabukwa
meze tolia. Are not different from the businesses of unbelievers.
Tezina nje oneza batali bakiriza.
They have not come to the point.
What about you?
When they have told God.
To say you got my katunda.
This is your business.
The business save you see
business.
And your business you.
And in this business,
it am a business save.
It is yours.
Yo.
I am a partner.
Zenange ndimo ubinga akunda wa nawe.
It is yours.
Mukama business save you.
I am a partner.
Zenimo ubinga mukusa akulega.
I am a shareholder in your business.
Na igabanya wa nawe. Business save you.
When you see a believer out of his business, he come and give God his tithe, then another 1% offering.
Now I want to
look at even what happened in
the
government. When you go to the supermarket and buy anything, who has ever seen a tax for VAT? VAT.
And you have
seen it and they put VAT. Who has ever seen it?
You have VAT.
How many percent is that?
18.
How many?
18%.
For everything you consume in Uganda, you give the Uganda government 18%.
For Sasula government,
everything you consume in Uganda.
Richolia. They are the power you have. What was that's why Uganda put in a manana?
So you pay to the government?
Was that's why Uganda
18%?
I mean a manana.
Even for drinking soda.
No, we are soda. A man of waza.
They say this business belongs to God.
This is a
at the end, you come and give a tithe.
No more. It's which I
10%.
When?
As if you have done what Napoleon left undone.
No gamba because of one.
Then an offering.
Can no gamba can
1%.
Come when
say, this business is God's.
1% you take business here and come off.
You pay a tax. God is the lowest to God. We pay the lowest tax on planet. We pay the lowest tax. And then we receive the highest service. Because the first guarantee God gives to us is our lives. Then the second thing he does, he
says
he watches over your business so that the pest, the devourer, the thief, etc.
They
do not come to devour your business.
Why do you business you?
That's the way we treat God.
Generally,
people have imported, I forget about your solar, that the government just. Okay. When you import things, how much tax do you pay? Number one, VAT is paid, right? Okay, when you import a car, let's talk about a car. Let's talk about a car. When you import for every vehicle, I have looked at the internet, and then you see a vehicle abroad. You can buy for $1,000, then you pay $1,200, and by the time you come back here to Uganda, what are the taxes paid? Name them. Number one. Nobody here knows what
else.
It normally reaches Uganda at over 100% tax.
Again, of two cards, you want to say you are well. Again, two cards, and it's equal to the church in a solo.
Let me tell you,
what is that you?
One of the reasons why brethren are not having major financial breakthrough
and so on, right? I'm going
is because
in Songa
they are treating God as if it does not belong to God. They are treating God as if it does not belong to God. The business does not belong to God. Therefore,
no, Rachel,
they are tithes. And listen to what that tithe means. That tax means.
At
the end of the month, they tell God the profit was 1 million. I give you 100,000. Is that what you do when you are paying your workers? Do you tell your worker, I did not have profit, therefore I will not give you, I will not pay you?
What you will come and you go join them and go and reach Siakua, Siakusa Suna?
It's a problem. Your workers.
Don't pay
your workers from you are from the profit. You pay your workers out of a commitment.
Now to run
over land, it can change. I took taxi this amount. I took this amount. At the end, they bring whatever they will pay to God, very little, so that the profit was just
100,000. Come on, we have
time.
What I say?
The whole thing dribbled to sell.
We're too much wear out there
because God was left out.
One from your whatever business you.
Will God commit himself? Because it belongs to him. And it bears his name. Will God watch over it? So that it will grow and grow and grow. Because it is tied to his interest. Is God the owner?
Or
your life, not just business.
Where
your life just standing on the same spot? God has been left out. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Read verse 7 to 9,
Sam.
It reads, so neither he who plants nor he who waters anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. God is building.
Okay. Move forward a bit. Paul said, I planted
the seed.
Yes.
Apollos watered it. But God made it grow.
God, who makes it to grow?
God.
So there are three people in the partnership. I planted.
Nasimba.
Apollos watered.
Apollos nafkidira.
Then God makes it to grow.
That's
partnership with God.
I
planted
Nasimba.
Apollos watered.
Apollos nafkidira.
God makes it to grow.
Naimu kama ya vieto kula.
Neither he who planted nor he who watered. Increase comes because God made it to grow.
Understood?
If it will grow, if there will be progress, if there will be blessing, God will make it to grow. God makes it to grow for his own sake. God is looking for people not to use. God is looking for people to come into their life, to come into their businesses, to come into their profession, to come into their
family,
to bless them.
So much Yahweh, Mumiri Mujahweh, Abawo Musa.
But everything is so painful to us.
We
keep painfully to God.
We
say,
God
painfully.
He
says, God is a taskmaster.
God is using us. And not people begging, oh God, get him because you are a partner. Oh, you are the owner and I'm a partner.
How when there will be some who rise in the ministry and say, God, you are the owner of this project I'm starting. You are the owner. I will be a partner. The owner.
Nine in the business,
we always have what is greater than a partner.
To our age, Singapore, Bali, Avalabaugra, now.
Do it!
Chikole.
Be an example of somebody who's committed everything to God, and God bless you, and your life become a message.
Yes, Katumbulawe.
Partnership with God. Link everything with God's name. Link everything with God's name. That's the secret of success. I want you to see that when you pay a tithe, you are paying a tax.
Mukama kubanti yewa enjoli tichikwana na musoro gogo na sasa kwa tithe.
It's not just tied to it.
Siwa musoro.
Make God the owner. Make God the owner. Fula utakana. Make God the owner. The owner of your life. The owner of your family. The owner of your business. The owner of your job.
Business is omulimu kwa. Emisoro jo. Mfule nangini.
For we are God's fellow worker. Fellow worker means partners.
We are God's partners.
We are God's partners.
May
you understand that.
You can be a
partner
with God.
And if... Listen, brethren.
What is Uganda?
If you start doing something for God, and tell God, God, there is this project you want to accomplish. And I'm starting this project so that this project you want to accomplish is accomplished.
You
will be surprised what that project you have set out to do, what it will become. Start your project. Tie it to God's project. Tie your life to God's project, to God's interest. Tie your interest to God's interest. And God will bless it. Partnership with God. Let God be the owner. And you a partner. So
when
people are fighting, you say, God, I'm only a partner in this business.
It's just
a
chino chiri ubinga mkosi akura wuna hawe. Business CEO.
If they destroy it, I'm not destroying my business.
If you have a business, you have a business. You have a business.
When you partner with God,
you
can never lose. You always win. And God is the best business partner. And you cannot be a partner with God and become a backslider. Because some people are backsliding because they were doing businesses. Because you have a relationship with your partner. Business will never make you to backslide.
Business taking a good
deal. A job will never make you to backslide. When you partner with God, you will always know safety, protection. When you partner with God, you will always succeed. Partnership with God. What many believers do not know.
Chechu abakiza basimati utamani.
When you partner with God,
the
Bible says, God walks in you.
Katonda akola mutwe tu okola
of his great pleasure. God walks in you.
Katonda akolera mugwe
utukizo kwa
Katonda. Okwagala okola.
Look at the last verse. Go to Philippians.
Then I'll go to Philippo, chapter 4.
So the first person, Philippians, chapter 1. Everybody, open to Philippians 1.
About Philippo.
Philippians 1.
About Philippo, Sura Soka.
5 to 7.
Treats.
Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion.
Stop there. Because of your partnership, in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that the Holy Ghost of work in you will bring it to completion. Your partnership in the gospel gives God the reason why he told that
at the Mabajiri, Chimwensonga, Luati Akumsa.
Chapter 4, the same Philippians.
So I open up to you.
From verse 14, chapter 4, from verse 14, up till verse
19.
Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles.
It was good that you shared in my troubles.
Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I'm looking for a gift, but I'm looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment and even more. I am amply supplied. Now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
Amen. One of the ways of partnership with God. You partnership with God by being a partner of a minister of the gospel.
God
said, you share with me. Let me tell you what many people in the church have blocked.
There
is so much word. They receive a lot of teachings.
But
the teaching is not affecting them. How will someone else tell you that?
But
as a pastor,
I am telling you,
he who receives
Oyafuna
and does not give, is blocked.
As is it one.
He who receives
Oyingiza
and does not give.
Paul
says,
all agamba.
It was good that you shared in my trouble. Then he said again, you Philippians know that in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, he said, when I set out, not one church, no single church, shared with me the matter of giving and receiving except
you.
For even when I set out from Thessalonica, you sent me again and again. He said, not that I am looking for a gift,
But naye, I am looking for what will be credited to your account. What will be credited to your account? What will be credited to your account when you go to a bank?
Bank
to withdraw money.
Oh, would you, send?
You don't just sign check and they give.
Don't sign up, sign the check, no, what send?
You can write to the minister of behind.
Oh, so
they will verify your account. You are checking bank to you. In the matter of receiving from God, what is credited to your account matters.
What will you take up account to be in
you? You have given what? To which minister of the gospel? Oh, the minister that wants to share the word, that level to share the word with you.
One day, you will say, "Oh, when did
he?" So that when you cry out to God, God will give. And that's what Paul said.
Paul said,
"Not that I'm looking for gifts." In verse 18, he said, "I have received and I'm amply supplied." And in verse 19, he said, and my God, and my God, he did not say God, my God, my God, my God, my God. The Bible says, if you receive a prophet because he's a prophet, you receive
a prophet's reward.
Now you ask yourself, what is a prophet's reward? And my God,
my God.
You have invested in the whole life. To the extent that the God of that person will meet all your needs.
There's
something lacking in the life of many brethren. It is called lack of partnership. Lack of partnership. With God. The minister of the gospel. Lack of partnership. If I'm laboring to meet your needs spiritually, then laboring to meet my need physically.
Now,
you should ask yourself.
Singer,
you should ask yourself.
Where was it?
Then what is your own part in the life of a minister?
When
why should God bless you?
Or take a much ways out.
God blesses a person.
You come around.
If you have five ministers of the gospel,
see,
who are at the forefront of the gospel because of you.
See, the
you begin to witness miraculous intervention.
Be a partner with God.
Be a partner with God. How would the heaven be open upon you if God's name is not in what you are doing? Yesterday I was sharing with the brethren. That just a few months back, some 2-3 months back, as a family, we gave around 40 million to God. I'm not working. Because of God's miraculous intervention. Supposing the businessman knew what it meant for the surrender of their businesses to God. What will happen in this ministry?
what
the miraculous intervention of God begin to plan upon their businesses.
Singa or ebyamagero bya Katonda bitandika okugwa ku businesses ab'Oluganda wano. Nakyo kiyinza okutuma mu mwezi gwaffe.
Where does who sacrificially give?
Waliwo abo abagenda okwerekereza abawaayo.
So that God.
Second,
you say, my name is in this thing.
Ogamba nti mazima ddala erinnya lyange liwandikiddwako bintu bino bintu by'omuntu ono.
I told the brethren
nti nagambye abaganda
a big sum of money we're going to receive from Chungu.
Nti esente zigenda okuva ekiwumbi.
The seed of that money.
Nti ensigo y'esente.
The seed of that money.
Ensigo y'esente ezo.
Well, because in the golden room there, God told me.
Yali kubanga yali mu golden room waggulu kama namugamba.
God told me.
Kama namugamba.
This money you have received, and that was our first highest sum of money in our hand as a couple. It was 3.4 million. God told me to give everything, and I shared with my wife, and we accepted to give. And out of that, we are getting hundreds of millions. Why do we have this building, this plot?
Why do we have this today?
When we came to the mission field,
we tried to call a mission field,
seeing the need for us to have our own place. I begged Brother Zach. I told him, give our allowance
to where allowance was
for years ahead, in order that we may get a land, a piece of land. I think the brethren, the leader were getting for the first time because they did not know how this building came, this land came.
Our colleagues are saying about you in the morning who saw that that we might have our 12-month-age for you.
It was
Charlie.
Our allowance.
Yeah, the allowance. What about me
ahead.
When we are getting your mask,
we used to buy it. And when we bought, we do not put in our name, we'll have it over to the church.
We have been taken to our work and money away. We have been taken money away.
And when we were putting up this building,
we take out the facility to them.
At one stage, Sister Mark went to our workplace and took an advance salary for this building for 6 months. Her pay for 6 months. That's why we have where to stay.
Yes, we are right to now. We truly serve in our world today.
If you are committed to God, God will be committed to you. God will be committed to you. We reach our giving to God.
Why we are
giving a salary? 72%. I want to share it because God told me to share
it. But if we
are getting a million, you will get 720,000
we give
to God. That's why God became committed to us. And one day God told me, I give myself to you to meet your needs. If you set out to do something,
now
I will come with you. I will supply the money. And God has fulfilled it.
There
are certain things I've set out to do. I have committed myself. Even when there's no money.
Yeah, the time I said,
and at that time,
yeah, can say,
God has released the money.
Said,
he committed himself.
What
have I shared today? We have a vision for the fast. We are fasting that we believe that God has given to us a goal. 1 million house churches. And that we shall be committed to it. Number 2 that I've shared is that Something is wrong in the life of people. They have not kept their commitment to God. They want God to keep their commitment to Him. And the Lord in His love is telling us, examine your ways. I've shared with you number three things. A way for a breakthrough. Let God be the owner. And you are a partner. I don't say it verbally. You don't say it verbally. Let it be seen in practice. If he is the owner, and you are a partner, let him have the lion's share. And your success is guaranteed.
Father, we bless you, O God. We thank you, O God, because out of your mercy and your love for us, today, Lord, you've spoken to us as your children. Lord, you have shown us where we are blocked. And out of your love, you have showed us, oh God, what we need to do. Lord, you have shared with us the secret of breakthroughs. Indeed, Lord, you saw our situation. You saw our lives. And yes, today, Lord, you came down to deliver us through your word. You came down, oh God, that our lives may change. Lord, thank you. Lord, we say thank you, oh God, for speaking to us such precious words, oh God, that will change our lives. That will change our ministries. That will change our businesses. That will change our jobs. But I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God, for our leader whom you have passed through to speak to us as a father. Lord, thank you. Lord, I lay hold of what you have taught me. I lay hold, oh God, of the objectives of the fasting. Oh God, I lay hold of the word, the call to get back to my commitments I've made to you and to work fulfill them. And Lord, I choose to be a part, to make you the owner of all that I do, and I to be only a partner. For in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that as a church, oh God, we shall lay hold of what you have spoken to us today. At individual level, Father, we pray we shall not just leave the message to pass. Lord, we pray that we shall lay hold of it. Because we know that, yes, Lord, through your word, you have given us keys to major breakthroughs. Father, I pray we shall lay hold of what you have spoken unto us, Lord, this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you, O Lord. Because CMFI bears your name. Father, we bless you, O Lord, for the transactions that others have entered into with you concerning this ministry that made you commit yourself to it, O Lord. We bless you for the many examples we have of those who have tied their lives and tied their businesses, their professions, to the name of God that is upon this ministry and who have been blessed. Father, afresh, I tie my life and I tie all that I have to this ministry that you have given to us, O Lord, because your name is on it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that you take away the veil from our eyes, that we'll see where you have put your name, we'll see where you have committed yourself, and we'll tie ourselves to it, we'll tie our businesses. We'll tie our lives, our professions, our families to it, because there lies your blessings. But I pray that we'll see, we'll understand. understand. And in the midst of this ministry, this third phase belongs to you. And you have committed yourself to it. And those who have committed themselves to it have been blessed and will be blessed. Father, we pray, oh God, that having given us this open door to blessing, we will not turn aside to our own name. We will not turn aside to our own prosperity. We will seek the prosperity and the name of God. We will seek the interest of God so that your blessing may rest upon us. Help us, oh God. Take away the veil and help us to see and partner with you so that we may succeed and so that we may be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you so much for your teaching this morning. Oh God, we should make you the owner of your work and partner with you, oh God. When you compare to you, oh God, then you shall have a success of your way and bless you, oh God. You shall succeed if you make us your work, oh God, and make you our partner, oh God. And we shall have everything with you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to share this message.
Down that paper.
Check out the paper.